Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets, everything's pretty much in green. It seems like either you're all in red or you're all in green. And, of course, today the color is green. And I would say that, of course, gold is continuing to get its slide here today, currently declining another $4.50, and silver is higher. But the grain markets have had most of their rally, I believe, here today. In fact, I think the highs are in for the day on beans, probably on corn, too. And so now we're going to probably just sort of settle back a little bit here, and we'll see if we can hang on. The wheat market looks like it wants to gain, and seasonally it does at this time on corn, especially July to July, so we'll see if that continues. The corn market just is struggling and came within 2 cents of last week's high and couldn't get that out, so the market is slipping back. And tomorrow is last trading day on any December grain contracts. So having said that, that means Dease corn, if it goes off the board, you're about 7 cents apart right now between Dease corn and the March contract. So that could give you an idea of where the market will fall back to on this March. And it's interesting that the Dease contract has come back up over 580. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.